This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. You need not live in Brandon, Florida. You need not work in Brandon, Florida. To reach out to Brandon Legal Group when you need legal assistance for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, as are Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers, three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, East Pasco, 6816 Gale Boulevard, the Midtown location at 4847 North Armenia, and the Veterans location at 5555 West Hillsboro. As school is getting out around the Tampa Bay area, for those of you looking to put children ages 5 to 15 in summer camps, Pin Chasers has camp dates June 10th, June 17th, June 24th, July 8th, and July 15th. These are weekly camps, and they are at across all three locations. Now, some of those dates are specific to the Midtown and East Pasco location, and some of those dates are specific to the Hillsboro Avenue location just east of the Veterans. You can register for camp at pinchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. You know, one of the things I know you're concerned about with your kid in summer camp is, well, how are they going to stay out of the heat? If you have them in a Pin Chaser summer camp, you don't have to worry about that. Now, granted, there are some outdoor activities, but you know, by putting them in a summer camp at Pin Chasers, most of the time they will be enjoying indoor activities inside the air conditioning. They also get a free personalized bowling ball, a free shirt, free water bottle, free arcade playtime. I'm talking myself into chaperoning this camp. Who knows? Pinchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. Hey, also let me remind all of you that if you want to email me about the podcast, there's only one way you can get it to me. Well, there are a couple of ways. All right. If you email our distribution at joebucksfan.com, nope, I don't see it. Don't post about it. I don't see it. You got something to say? You bring it right here. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2019. Those are the only two ways you can get to me. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com or follow on Instagram, and then you can send a DM at ToddWright2019. If you send a message anywhere else, I do not see it. It is irrelevant. All right? I'll try to make that clear on more of these Toddcasts. Also, when you do a search for future Toddcasts, simplest thing is to subscribe. And anytime there's a new one, you'll get a notice that there is a new Toddcast. But look, I didn't invent the title Toddcast. There are other, and it's unfortunate. Look, I own the name. I didn't pick it. It has a lot of negative connotations. Just Google George Carlin, quote, "I'm getting sick of guys named Todd." It actually should be the open to this particular podcast. We'll work on that. It was the open to one of my national shows when I was with Sporting News Radio. But I know I'm not the only Toddcast. I didn't invent it. So when you Google Todd Wright Toddcast, make sure you Google Todd Wright and Toddcast. Then you should find it on various platforms, including Google Play. But there are some platforms that won't accept it because the name Toddcast has already been duplicated. The way I spell it has already been duplicated. That's just the way the world works. My life goes on, so should yours. If you want to find it, just subscribe. If you're listening right now, all you got to do is subscribe and you'll get everyone. But when you Google Todd Wright Toddcast, You can find it Google Play and various other platforms. And, of course, always available via joebucksfan.com. So this particular Todd Wright Toddcast, wait, let me go to the notes that I was preparing for the last 24 hours, because I had plenty of things that I was going to talk about. Hang on. Move that. I was even doing research on whether or not some of these things that I see, hang on, my iPad is playing tricks on me. Some of these things that I see on ProFootballTalk.com and elsewhere about what's really going on with the future of Cam Newton in Carolina, heightened especially by the drafting of Will Greer. Let's just say I'm still working on that. So we'll table that. I could have led this edition of the Toddcast with Brooks Koepka. Hate to say I told you so, but that's four out of the last eight that he's played in. Remember, he did not play in the 2018 Masters due to an injury. Then just went out the very next major, and he won the United States Open for the second straight time. Let me just point out, not only has Brooks Koepka won four of the last eight major championships he's participated in, Brooks Koepka has won back-to-back United States Opens and back-to-back PGA championships. He is the current golfer to do both. You know who never did that. Koepka's lead after 36 holes of the PGA Championship had never been done in a major since 1935. You know who never did that either. So for those that diminish Koepka's accomplishments by saying, well, he nearly blew it on Sunday at the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black, you're obviously also oblivious to all the other great golfers who also put up 79s and 81s and similar scores in U.S. Open type windy conditions at Bethpage Black. Sure, Dustin Johnson didn't. But in the end, how often does Dustin Johnson close the deal in a major? He's done it once. We're waiting to see if he'll ever do it again. Koepka's done it four of the last eight he's entered. And I know his name is not you-know-who, but that's not a reason to root against him, which is what much of the crowd did at Bethpage Black, because that's apparently not what they paid to see. It's just going to make the chip on Koepka's shoulder even bigger, which probably was there before this moment, but I always like to bring up the University of Florida golf coach didn't think Brooks Koepka was good enough to play on the University of Florida golf team. That's why he went to play golf at Florida State. I repeat, the University of Florida golf coach didn't think Brooks Koepka was good enough to play college golf at the University of Florida. And the chip just keeps growing and growing and growing. And for every one of you who have something negative to say about Brooks Koepka, just keep thinking it, just keep saying it, because the chip just keeps getting bigger, and so are the number of majors that Koepka is going to win. I was also going to bring up the St. Louis Blues reaching the Stanley Cup Finals, something that some of you actually reached out to me and said, wow, you were on this before anybody else. I appeared not only here on this podcast, but on my friend Seth Kushner's Lightning Power Play podcast. The first one for the postseason, which turned out to be the only one Seth did on Lightning Power Play. I was his guest. And I told Seth in no uncertain terms the same thing on his show that I said here. And that was, I did not like the Lightning's path to a Stanley Cup. I didn't like the matchup in the first round against a very worthy opponent in the Columbus Blue Jackets and a coach who has won a Stanley Cup who would figure out a way to make life difficult on his former team. I also said I didn't like their second round matchup against the Bruins, who are now also in the Stanley Cup Finals. Then I didn't like a potential matchup against the Capitals. That wouldn't have happened. And then I said, even if the Lightning get as far as the Cup Finals, they're not beating St. Louis, who beat them twice out of two tries in the regular season. And that's when the Blues got my attention. Back at the end of business, January 2 in the NHL, the Lightning paced the league with 64 points through 40 games. So we're basically at the midpoint of the season, and the Lightning, you know, went wire to wire in the regular season, winning 62 games. But at the end of hockey business on January 2, the Lightning led the league with 64 points. The team in dead last, 31st, at the end of business on January 2, were the St. Louis Blues with 34 points. As of today, when it matters in the playoffs, the Lightning have no wins and the Blues have 12. More than any other team sport that I talk about, there is a difference between a team built to win in the regular season in hockey and a team built to win in the postseason in hockey. The Lightning were not. They still are not. They haven't corrected any of their flaws. We still do have a draft. We still will have free agency. At some point, John Cooper will be coaching the Detroit Red Wings, working for Steve Yzerman again. I'm just not sure how soon it happens and how it happens, but it will happen. Trust me on that. Most of you already know that. So Blues have 12 wins when it really counts. Lightning, none. So what the regular season meant was all fun and dandy for you Lightning fans. Doesn't win you a Stanley Cup. But those are the things we weren't going to talk about. Oh, there's the Luke Combs video too, which basically sort of gives you a Cody Parkey moment about 2.5 minutes into the official music video. If you are not a country music fan, but you are a football fan, maybe not a Bears fan. If you're a Bears fan, go ahead. It's been a few months. I know you're not going to watch your highlight again. But watch the Luke Combs Beer Never Broke My Heart video. And 2.5 minutes in, check out the non-country music scene that is used in the video. It's actually pretty good. Okay. So all those things were going to be my lead in the podcast, and I guess technically they were. But now let's get to the main course. Thank you, Donovan McNabb. Earlier today on ProFootballTalk.com, written by a longtime guest on my national show and the editor-in-chief of ProFootballTalk.com, I quote the posting from MDS himself, Michael David Smith. Reading directly, you can read along at home if you like. Posted 8:59 a.m. today, May 24th. Former Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb has never been a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he believes he should already have a bust in Canton. Quote, I am a Hall of Famer. My numbers speak for themselves, McNabb told TMZ. Quote, my numbers are better than Troy Aikman. Michael David Smith writes, McNabb does in fact have better numbers than Aikman. McNabb threw for more yards and more touchdowns with fewer interceptions, but that's a bit misleading. Michael David Smith goes on to say, for starters, McNabb played in a better passing era than Aikman. In Aikman's rookie year, 1989, the league average passer rating was 75.6. By McNabb's rookie year, 1999, the average passer rating had climbed only slightly to 77.1. But by McNabb's final year, 2011, the league average passer rating had risen all the way to 84.3. MDS goes on to write, in other words, the significant increase in passing efficiency in the NFL had barely begun over the course of Aikman's career, but it exploded during McNabb's career. Although their careers overlapped by 2 years. That's it. 2 years. Aikman played in one era. McNabb played in a different era. And MDS says as much. For all intents and purposes, Aikman and McNabb played in different eras. MDS goes on to say what all of you are thinking, except McNabb. The numbers that really matter to Aikman and McNabb's Hall of Fame candidacies are 3 and 0. You know, kind of like I just said, what really matters in hockey? The Blues have 12 playoff wins this year. The Lightning have none. Troy Aikman has 3 Super Bowl rings. Donovan McNabb has none. And MDS writes, right or wrong, Super Bowl rings play an inordinate part in a quarterback's Hall of Fame candidacy. MDS closes his post by saying, so McNabb, while a good player, simply does not have the kind of Hall of Fame candidacy that Aikman had, which is why Aikman got in on the first ballot and McNabb has never been close. Excellent post by MDS. A couple of my better friends who listen to this podcast are Eagles fans. I asked one of them for his reaction to McNabb's claim, quote, I am a Hall of Famer. My numbers speak for themselves. My numbers are better than Troy Aikman. My friend and longtime Eagles fan said, quote, McNabb claims that he has better numbers than Aikman. Aikman has 3 rings and McNabb has 0. He has also said that if Wentz doesn't win a championship soon, the Eagles need to part ways with him and move on. McNabb literally puked, true story, when he had his one chance to get a ring. McNabb realizes Wentz will most likely shatter his franchise records, is already more liked in Philadelphia, and he has to say stupid shit like this to stay relevant. Very well said. Wentz delivered that city a ring in 3 years, and the reason why I say Wentz is because he was going to be MVP that year before the injury in the Rams game in LA and put them in the position to win that year. McNabb is an imbecile. You don't get enough imbecile references anymore. It's like the word robust or I like the term veritable bevy. Yeah. So thank you to my friend and very good golf instructor who is a hated Eagles fan for that retort to McNabb saying he is a Hall of Famer. So what can I add to this that MDS, my golfing friend and Eagles fan, and you don't already know? Well, it is my podcast, so let me see what I can come up with here. So I started digging, and I said, okay, let's look up the McNabb numbers in the 3 areas where he says he's better than Aikman. More yards, more touchdowns, fewer interceptions. Okay, here are the actual numbers. In career passing yards, McNabb is currently 25th in NFL history, 37,276. Aikman, 38th. 32,942. Now let's take it further. Here are guys who have more passing yards than McNabb. Stop me when you hear a Hall of Famer. Boomer Esiason, 37,920. Dave Craig, 38,147. Matt Stafford, 38,526. Kerry Collins, 40,922. Yeah, that stunned me. Drew Bledsoe, 44,611. Carson Palmer, 46,247. All with more passing yards than McNabb. So if McNabb is using the passing yard argument, I have more than Aikman, my numbers are better, I should be a Hall of Famer, then the same argument should apply to Boomer, Dave Craig, Matt Stafford, Kerry Collins, Drew Bledsoe, Carson Palmer. Let's move on to passing touchdowns. McNabb is currently 30th in NFL history in passing touchdowns with 234. Aikman, 73rd with 165. Here are those who have more passing touchdowns than McNabb. Stop me when you hear a Hall of Famer. Matt Stafford, 27th with 237. Boomer Esiason, 23rd with 247. Tony Romo, 22nd with 248. Drew Bledsoe, 21st with 251. Dave Craig, 18th with 261. Vinny Testaverde, 16th with 275. Carson Palmer, 13th with 294. And for the interceptions, McNabb says he has better numbers there. He's right. McNabb, 91st all-time in interceptions, 117. Ironically tied with Tony Romo. There's your same era. And Jim Harbaugh. Aikman, 66th in career interceptions with 141. But you know what? Guys who throw a lot of interceptions career-wise doesn't seem to hurt them in terms of an argument that they're not Hall of Famers. Here are guys who have thrown significantly more career interceptions than Donovan McNabb. Stop me when you don't hear a Hall of Famer. Montana, Starr, Warner, Greasy, Kelly, Bradshaw, Joe Willie Namath, John Elway, Ken Stabler, Dan Marino, Fran Tarkenton, Brett Favre, Johnny Unitas. I'll stop there. You know, it was, for the last couple of months, it's been the ass clown Paul Pierce making a fool of himself on ESPN television, seemingly on an every appearance basis. Of note, after the Bucks went up 2-0 in the East Finals over the Toronto Raptors, as I call them, Paul Pierce tweeted, "Bucks got this." Since tweeting it, the Bucks haven't won another game. I quote Chauncey Billups because Billups was one of the first I heard to call Paul Pierce the Black Cat. As in, the minute Paul Pierce says anything good about you, you fail. The minute he says you're bad, you win. And I'm quoting Chauncey Billups, calling Paul Pierce that for obvious reasons. I'm not going to use it. No way. I'm just going to call Paul Pierce the clown that he is and remind all of you that until Danny Ainge traded for Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, Paul Pierce didn't win shit. And before Paul Pierce made a mess of himself during playoff coverage, he also said he had a better career than Dwayne Wade, who won three NBA titles while Paul Pierce won one. And Dwayne Wade didn't just win NBA titles with LeBron. Dwayne Wade led the Heat to a title before LeBron ever won his first NBA title. And that brings me full circle because Paul Pierce saying he's better than Dwayne Wade kind of reminds me of Donovan McNabb saying he's better than Troy Aikman. Because the first thing we educated sports fans think of is, how many championships did you win? And in both cases, Pierce and McNabb are on the wrong side of this argument. And it doesn't get any better from there. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Let me also remind you that for those of you who live in the Tarpon Springs area or within, say, a 20-minute ride to Wentworth Golf Club, where we hosted Todd Wright Tour XIX earlier this month, thanks to General Manager Jesse Pratt, Wentworth Golf Club has a player development membership, and for $49 per month, you can really hit as many golf balls as you want. You can hit unlimited range balls for that month. You can go play the course and walk after 3 p.m. every day, unlimited. If you want to take a cart, it's a $10 cart fee after 3 p.m. There's also free golf lessons from Jesse and others. Professional instruction with clinics on Wednesdays and Saturdays. There are more perks with this offer, but if you are in the area of Wentworth Golf Club, and you just want to play a lot of golf in a one-month span, $49 per month is all it takes. Ask the golf shop for more details at Wentworth Golf Club. You can log on to wentworthgolfclub.org or call 727-942-4760. The Todd Wright Toddcast not only brought to you by Wentworth Golf Club, but also presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Call 844-4BLG for me for a free consult, and by Pin Chasers. Remember, Pin Chasers has lots of summer camps for ages 5 to 15 coming up in June and July at all three locations: East Pasco, 6816 Gale Boulevard, Midtown, 4847 North Armenia, and the Veterans location at 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue. Log on to pinchasers.net to register for camp or call 813-871-2695. Have a terrific and safe Memorial Day weekend. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.